Well, I'd like to be able to say that things are getting easier day by day. And I do say that when people ask me how I am, but really they're not. I just not really feeling that much better about everything. I think partly it's because it's becoming wintry, so it's dark in the mornings and it's grey and it's drizzly and miserable, which doesn't help when you're feeling a bit sad anyway. It doesn't lift your spirits, it kind of squashes them down a bit. So maybe that's why I'm feeling not as better as I'd like to feel about things. But still, just at least I'm waking up every day. Some people don't get to do that. So I'm trying to get Radley under control. I've booked a dog behaviourist person who's going to try and help me with him because he is becoming. I don't blame him at all. He's not becoming any worse, really, but it's been very unsettling the last couple of years for him, I think. So Mulberry's no trouble at all, but the pair of them together is a little bit of a more of a handful to deal with. I've started taking them for separate walks, so I take Mulberry for a lovely little slow stop and sniff, gentle walk, and then I go out with Radley on a mission. But he seemed to be getting a little bit better at not trying to actually attack other dogs when they're coming the other way now. He does pull and try and woof at them, but it's not quite as serious as it did seem to be before. So hopefully things are settling down, getting them into a bit of a routine. Work is keeping me very busy, but still things are very sad. I'm still getting sort of, open the wardrobe and I see a dress that I wore somewhere that we went to that was lovely together, and just makes me sad. And it's still, I mean, I'm not crying. I haven't got squirty eyes so much, but I am just, it still hits you. It's still painful. It still physically hurts, which is, I don't know when that will go away. I guess people might think as well, like, obviously I've been widowed before, but this time it is different. And not to be detrimental to Simon in any way, but we had a very different sort of relationship. It was quite very much that we lived our own lives most of the time we were married. Simon was in the Merchant Navy and worked away at sea for 6 months of the year. So I got very much used to being on my own and doing things on my own. And then when he was home, he was pretty much a man's man. And so he would then be off playing golf or going to the football with his mates or whatever. So we weren't in each other's pockets at all. And so it's a different kind of loss to someone like James, who was just totally wanted to do everything with me all of the time. And we did everything all together. And we had some lovely times together. And even the simple things like having a meal or something like that were also lovely with James. And that's why it's wrong to say more to miss, but I hope you understand what I mean. It's just a very different kind of situation. I do miss him terribly, terribly. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, but I guess it's still early days. I'm probably not giving it enough time, really. Other sad things, I'm trying to sell the house for various reasons, pay off mortgages and requests and stuff like that. But the market out there is just dire and no one even wants to come and look at it, let alone buy it. So that's a bit of a worry because I have a clock ticking with the equity release mortgage people, of which a quarter of the time I've got has now gone and not really had much action at all. So I'm hoping that when Rachel from Accounts has done a budget next month, which I'm dreading because I'm just going to have to learn loads of new rules for work. But maybe it will be. No, who are we kidding? It's not going to be good, is it? But all I can hope is she's going to abolish stamp duty and make everything about buying houses much cheaper and better. But somehow I can't see that happening. So it's probably not going to improve the situation any. But maybe people are waiting for that. But then it's winter, and then maybe I need to just hunker down until the spring and hope it's better by then. So the good things about this time of year, right? It is nice in the evenings to light the log burner and get cozy on the sofa with the doggies and watch Strictly or something like that, and just snuggle up by the fire, but to be honest, I'd rather be out in the garden in the sunshine, given the choice. But still, only how many months will it be? Like 6 months, and that will happen again. So, I don't think there's much else to report, really. I haven't been podcasting away because there isn't really, I'm not really doing much. There isn't really much to say apart from that I'm feeling sad, which I'm sure everyone else in this situation is as well. So I guess that will be it for this time. Can't think of any. Well, I guess I could say about going up to visit James in the churchyard is a nice thing to do, and on a nice weather day, walking up there with the dogs the weekend is nice. Although I find it difficult to find somewhere to put the dead flowers there in with my various churchyards that I visit. So in the Simon churchyard, there's like a little, because I used to be on the churchyard gardening team anyway, so I'm aware of this, but there is a place to put sort of the dead flowers and things, and then every so often we'd have a bonfire to get rid of all of that. But there doesn't seem to be one at the James churchyard, so I'm finding that I'm sort of just taking them all in the car back down and putting them in the wheelie bin, which isn't ideal really, but I might need to investigate that further. But apart from that, it is quite lovely to go up there and have a chat to him, and just somewhere to go and spend time and think nice thoughts. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to go and light the log burner and settle down for the evening and catch up with you soon.